So we now have 127 wineries around the state.
Wow.
And many people are familiar with those in northern northwest Michigan, southwest Michigan, but they're all over the state, including the Upper Peninsula. We have five wineries in the Upper Peninsula. So as far as the impact on the state, the tourism destinations in those regions, for one reason, it's fantastic for the state. Those tourism destinations see a great increase in their tourists because people are coming to visit the wineries. So that impacts their local regions as for hotel overnights, for restaurants, for museums, for other activities, outdoor activities, the campgrounds. So it affects them locally. Statewide, there's about a $300 million per year economic impact. And actually, that's an old figure. And we know it's higher, and we're in the process of getting new data to be able to tell the story even better. So $300 million for the whole state, about 2 million tourists who are specifically visiting wineries across the state every year.
But in addition to, you mentioned Northwest Michigan and Southwest Michigan. I mean, what are some other areas of the state that are seeing some growth in wineries and viticulture?
That's what's really exciting, is that it's spreading all over the state. We have a couple of wine trails in non-traditional, or the less famous areas. So the Southeast Michigan Pioneer Wine Trail near Jackson, kind of surrounding Jackson, there are nine wineries there that participate. They have trail events. They work together on their marketing, and it's a great day trip to go down to Jackson area. And then in the Petoskey area, the tip of the Mitt is an American viticultural area designated tip of the Mitt, and it really does cross the tip of the mitten of Michigan, and that includes the Petoskey area. And that area is really growing. There are wineries opening up. We keep hearing about potential wineries, people who are putting grapes in the ground and potentially opening in the next few years.
Now, some wineries, of course, grow their own grapes, but as you well know, some wineries source their grapes from viticulturalists.
Correct. And that's the case for most of the UP wineries and a lot of wineries around the state. In fact, even those that grow their own grapes often will source from other growers in the state to be able to make varieties that they aren't growing, for one, but also just to be able to increase their production to keep them profitable.
Speaking of varieties, are there any new ones on the horizon, or some that are under, well, that are the vines are growing and that will be released in the next couple of years? Anything that our listeners might be need to be aware of?
Michigan has been growing. We have been growing nearly 30 varieties that we
30
know yet
varieties.
around the state for quite a while. Many of those have just been blended into other wines, and often are just blended into other wines. But definitely, there has been an increase in plantings of Syrah in southern Michigan, in southwest Michigan in particular. Pinot Blanc has increased all in both northwest and southwest Michigan, especially. Those are probably the two, and Grüner Veltliner is another one, very unusual, odd name, but it's something that is definitely being grown more now than it was 10 years ago.